Thank you. You can take that back down, Jasmine. Thank you so much. How brilliant did the guys do this morning? Weren't they great? And we also have the interns were doing tea and coffee this morning, and we have David and Ben on visuals. So it really is a whole family service. Can we just say thank you and well done to all these guys? You did so, so well. Thank you so much. This week has been an interesting one, a crazy one, a fun one. Lent started this week, which is brilliant. I am really enjoying Lent this year. We had a fantastic service on Wednesday night, where Mark just really led us through a time of reflection and just being with God. And actually, it was so, so powerful, and there was just space for God to speak to us. And Lent, as we heard on Wednesday, in case you weren't here, is a season of reflection and preparing before the celebrations of Easter. And actually, by observing the 40 days of Lent, we're replicating Jesus Christ's sacrifice and withdrawal into the desert for 40 days. And also as part of Lent, I don't know if you're on Facebook or if you've been checking out the stories on the website, but I have absolutely loved hearing some stories of amazing grace, of things that God has done for young people, for kids, for adults, for different people in our community. And I was so encouraged and challenged by, and we had Chloe's story on Wednesday, one of our leaders within youth. And then yesterday we had John Simpson share as well, one of the young people that goes here. And it's been such a challenging week. On Friday, 14 of our young people went to Newcastle for the confirmation residential. And they are having an absolute blast. I was down with them yesterday. We were doing soft arrow combat, paintballing, kayaking, and yes, Pete Clugston, your daughter, did jump in to the water. Also, Paulina was with her and Rachel. They are crazy. It was absolutely freezing, but they were like, let's go! And they absolutely loved it. So they're having an absolute blast. But yesterday morning on the way down in the car, I was taking my wee boy Reuben down for the day. And I had this talk prepared, and I was kind of I was thinking about it as I was driving down. And I was playing worship music. And to be honest, I put the worship music on because Reuben was crying in the back. And he was screaming. And I was like, right, let's worship. Stick the music on. Yay, Reuben, let's clap our hands. All that, while at the traffic lights, of course. And I just kind of was overcome with emotion. And I started crying on the way down to Newcastle. And I literally cried for the full 45, 50-minute drive. And just really felt God speaking to me and maybe going in a different direction to what I had planned for this morning. So we're going to see what happens. As some stuff down, God's kind of, I feel, been speaking to me about loads of different things, and it's kind of all over here in my head. But we'll try, we're just going to pray and hope and trust God that he will just speak to us this morning, that he will challenge us, and that he will encourage us. The passage that Megan read out so well this morning from about Ruth and Naomi. And Ruth lived in a time of the book of Judges. So the Israelites had conquered the Canaanites under Joshua's leadership, but they allowed them to continue to live among them. And the people did not believe in God, but they worshipped these idols. And this obviously then really threatened the Israelites in two ways. Firstly, they wanted their land back, so the Israelites had to keep defending the land. And secondly, the Israelites married Canaanites, which God had told them not to do. And this then led to the people disobeying God. They turned their back on God and accepted the religious practices of the Canaanites. They forgot God. And actually, it talks about how they didn't teach their children about who God was and what God had done for them previously. So as their children grew up, they didn't know who this God was, who the real God was, the only God. And they decided to follow these idols and do different things. But in the middle of all this, we read this story of Naomi and Ruth, a story of loyalty and of faithfulness at a time when Israel was abandoning God. And we see Naomi and Ruth's loyalty to each other, but also to God. And when we're thinking about this story, it's very, very challenging. And there's so many different ways that we can look at this story. Okay, Naomi had left Bethlehem, had went to Moab with her husband and her two sons because of a shortage of food in Israel. But after arriving, her husband dies, which is a horrendous, horrendous tragedy. And then her sons met wives, they married, and then her sons also died with having no children. She must have felt, as we can imagine, completely abandoned, lost, not knowing what on earth to do. She was a widow with no sons, and at this time in history, that would be so difficult and so challenging, and she needed support. Actually, at the time, men would have been the providers. They would have provided what the family would have needed, but she was alone in this. But she hears, and we saw in that passage how she hears that the land again was blessed and that there was food and that she could return. And this is where, for me, the story gets interesting. When we see, when we read that Naomi had left originally because there was no food, and it doesn't seem to me that she left expecting to win people for God, okay? She needed food for herself, her husband, her two sons. They needed food, so they left. They weren't intentionally going to reach people and to tell them about God. But actually, that's what happened. When she left and she built this relationship with her daughters-in-law, with Ruth and Orpah, if that's how you pronounce her name, they built that relationship. And actually, Ruth saw something in Naomi. It seems Ruth didn't want to leave her. There was obviously something that was drawing her to Naomi. And it says in one of the translations that Ruth clung to Naomi. She clung to her. She would not leave her. And actually, Ruth even said no. She tried to stop the two daughters-in-law from coming with her. And Orpah, yes, did change her mind. And actually, it must have been so challenging because they had no idea what they were going to be going into. They didn't know this land or these people or this God. Okay, it was a challenging situation for the two daughters-in-law. And Naomi tried to say no for Ruth. And that reminded me and challenged me of how many times do we say no for people? How many times do we kind of say, oh, no, I'll not, if we were in school and our friend says, oh, I'm really not feeling well, or there's something going on at home, or my mom is ill, or whatever it may be, and maybe a thought comes into our head, oh, I could pray for them, and then we go, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. That would be silly. Like, I'm not going to, that might be embarrassing, it might be scary, I'm not going to do it. Or in our own lives when we have different opportunities to invite people to things or to tell people about God, and we say no, and we say, no, it's just stay where you are. And that really challenged me, and that really stood out to me yesterday as I was driving. But Ruth, as I said, seems to have saw something in Ruth. She saw something in Naomi. They had built this great relationship. And it seems unintentionally, Naomi went out, but she brought Ruth to God. Imagine what could happen if we intentionally go out and bring people to God. During the week, I was doing, we've said yous before, some of the leaders are doing the Bible in 1 year. And this week, one of the devotions was about praying big prayers that I was reading. And I was really, really challenged. And Nikki Gumbel was talking in relation to John 4, where a royal official begged Jesus to heal his son who was at his deathbed. That's a big prayer. That's a big thing to ask God to do, to heal your son who's literally maybe been told he was going to die. But he prayed this big prayer, and Jesus healed the boy without even seeing him, without being with him. He was healed. We need to be people who pray big prayers. that when we're in our school, when we're in our work, when we're with our family, when we're walking the streets, that we pray these big prayers, that unlike Naomi, we intentionally are wanting people to meet with God. And as I was driving here this morning, Chris was laughing at me in the car. I started crying again, and I was like, Chris, I don't know what's happening, I'm crying again. And he just laughed at me. And I just, as we were kind of driving through these streets on the way here, I just got this picture, which I feel is from God, that I just saw people in a pit. And I saw us as a church kind of reaching down into the pit and trying to pull the people up, but it wasn't working. And actually, we needed to jump in. We needed to jump into the pit. We needed to get dirty. And we needed to actually push the people out of the pit. That actually we couldn't just lean over and pull them out. We needed to get into the mess. And I love this church. I love the people in this church because that's what we do. We've caught that heart of God that we need to get in. We need to step out of our comfort zone and we get into the mess. I love hearing the stories of how different people in this church have came to God. I love hearing the stories of what people have been doing during the week with the outreach team or different things just in our normal life that happens where we meet people that are in this pit and we don't just stand by and say, come on, you can do it. And we don't just cheer people on. We get into the pit, we help them out, and we walk with them, with God. And I felt that was just such a challenging image this morning that really, really challenged me of what God has called us to do. And it is something that we are already doing as a church. And I love hearing those stories, but actually I really feel that actually it's going to get dirtier. And we're going to have to jump into more pits. I might get emotional again. But I really just believe that God has called us as a church to get messy. I was really hoping I wouldn't cry. Sorry, I'm an emotional wreck. See, since I've had a child, it's flipping erection. But, look, here they go. We're having issues with the tissues. But yeah, thanks, Jasmine. I just really feel that so, so strongly that actually the word that kept coming to me yesterday and this morning was warriors. And God has called us, he has called all his people, but right now I'm speaking to people of Willowfield. He's called us to be warriors, and actually we're going to have to fight for this community. And we need all of us. It's going to take everyone. We all have a part to play. God is calling us to be warriors. Over the past few weeks, we have had amazing things going on. Right, we're all good. But there's been amazing things going on in our. I'm the youth worker here, so I'm really involved in the youth stuff. So I just wanted to share some things that have been happening in youth. A couple of weeks ago, over half term, we took just over 20 young people away to East Coast Adventure in Ross Trevor on a residential, and these were our the young people that are in the LIT program, so that's our Leaders in Training program that Katie was talking about earlier. And we were doing loads of activities, we were having loads of fun, and throughout it we were looking at different characters in the Bible, different leaders in the Bible, and the characteristics they have that God gave them, and actually how can we learn from them to make ourselves better leaders. And some of the young people know God and are Christians and have been coming to church. And some of the young people were there really don't. And sometimes they didn't really know what we were talking about and didn't know the stories that we were talking about. So we were trying to explain all of this. And on the Saturday night, we actually just felt as a team that we needed to just speak words over the young people and speak God's life over the young people. And there's different times on Sundays and in different programs where we've done this, and the kids and young people that are here have been involved in that. And it has been so powerful. Last time I spoke, I was sharing how from the book Scattered Servants, of how people were just going out and speaking God's love over them. And that's something that we have been doing over the past month or two in the programs in kids and youth. And it has been so encouraging and so challenging. On Sundays, we have had kids and young people sharing. Katie spoke last month, Jasmine spoke this month. Different young people have been actually sharing and doing the talks in Kids and Youth Church, which is so powerful. And I have been blown away by what God has been saying to them through the Bible, through worship songs, and just in their own time with God. On Friday night, we had a fear night, and we had different animals. We had things where they had to go blindfolded through a maze. They had to put their hands into bags and get out disgusting. They had to search through. It was like cabbage and sardines and cockles to find these wee eggs. It was disgusting. It smelled horrible. But it was great fun. At the end, we have had a YWAM team with us this week, and at the end, one of them shared how God has helped them face their fears and overcome their fears. And the young people in the room were in silence. Okay? There was hardly a peep out of them, which is very uncommon for active youth, to be honest, okay? It's not normal. It's not normal in active youth. But they were completely silent, and they were listening to this girl share how God had helped her face her fears. And you could see in their faces as I was watching around the room, you could see just something begin to happen. And this week, again, we had worship rooms on Monday. And we had three young boys came along to worship rooms who have never been before, as far as I know. And they've got challenging behavior, some of them, but they loved it. And I wasn't there myself, but I heard how they just sat in God's presence and just listened to the music. There was something happening in their lives. There was a switch that happened. And even this weekend, there's a young person away who comes on Sunday nights and he's exploring what Christianity is and what this is all about. And he's away on this weekend, and actually seeing him yesterday engaging with young people who knew God and them actually being able to be an influence on each other and show him who God is just really warmed my heart. And even in our small groups, we have young people who have not been brought up in church, and we have young people who do and who know God and know the Bible. And actually just seeing them teach each other is such a challenge and such an inspiration that actually sometimes us as leaders, it's really good for us to just take a step back and sit and allow it to happen and allow the young people and the kids to just teach each other. And for them to just learn from each other. And on Friday night, we got a message after Active Youth from a young person saying, "I am so excited about going to church on Sunday. I never thought I would say this, but I am excited to go to church." That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing, and it blows me away. But it challenges me, and it encourages me, and it inspires me as well. And actually, when we look at this story of Naomi and Ruth, and when we think about Ruth and actually the decision she made to leave everything she knew, to leave the history of her family, to not worry about her past and maybe her family's past, that they had followed idols, they had done different things, they had worshipped different gods. But she saw something in Naomi that she wanted to go with her. And this declaration, I'm going to actually use it a wee bit here, David and Ben. I told them before, I don't really know if we're going to use this or if I'm going to go with something else, but we'll see what happens. So the passage that I had, this declaration that Ruth made to Naomi. Yeah. But Ruth said, "Don't beg me to leave you or stop following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." Ruth was making this declaration that she was saying, "No, I want to follow you, and I want to find out who this God is that you worship." And actually, when we look at the story of Ruth and her genealogy, she is included in the genealogy of King David and then Jesus. This woman who was completely out of it, not living in a place where it was going for God, but when she followed Naomi and began to then follow God, how that actually impacted the whole of history. That King David and Jesus were in her family line. And that just blew my mind this week as I was reading that. And we want Ruths. We want Ruths. We want people who feel maybe in their families or in themselves that they've never walked with God, they've done other things. But actually, that isn't going to stop them from following God. That doesn't deny us from following God and knowing who He is and living everything He has for us. But for that to happen, we need Naomi's. We want Ruth's, but then we need Naomi's. And the idea that we need to be mighty warriors for this community. My mum is amazing. I've shared a wee bit about her before, but she has an amazing story that honestly she hasn't even told me all of it. Every now and then she just comes out with something. I'm like, what happened? Really? And it amazes me of where she is today. She grew up in a really difficult area with a really difficult family. None of her family were not Christians, were not following God. She was abused as a child, as a young person. And one day she realized, I need to get out of this. I need to leave. I want something more. I want something better. I'm not going to continue this cycle. And actually, we see in society so many times that cycle happens again and again, where children live the same lives as their parents. But my mum wanted to break that cycle, and she ran away. She got out. And different things happened, other things happened, and eventually she found God. And she wanted to live a different life. She wanted to set a different standard. She wanted to break that cycle in her family. And actually, we all as a mom here as well, and for all of us, that's what we want, even for the kids in this church, even if we're not biologically related to them. We want them to go further than us. And that's what my mom wanted for me. So that's why I never really knew. I don't really know fully to the extent of what my mom went through as a child and as a young person and how she got to where she is. Because Chris always laughs that I was a sheltered child. But actually my mom did, because she wanted to protect me. Because she had seen what life could have been. And what life was for her. So she worked so, so hard, and she brought me up knowing who God is, me and my brother as well, knowing who God was and is. And actually, I doubt that when she left her home at the age of, I think it was 16, I doubt she ever could ever have imagined that the cycle would have changed, that her daughter would be standing here in a church talking about her story. And actually, that's what we want for the people in our community. We want to give them a different story. That's what God wants, to give them a different story. And we are all part of that. We can all be Naomi's. And we can all get in the pit, get dirty, and push those people out and help them and journey with them and be with them. And that covers everything. That covers us in school, sitting beside our friend, helping them, bringing in an extra chocolate bar, or bringing in a piece of fruit for them at lunch, praying for them if they said they're not feeling well or if something's going on in their life, telling them that we were at church on Sunday, telling them what we were reading that morning in our devotions, actually talking about God, journeying with people. And when people are in trouble, when people are in that struggle, getting into the pit and being with them. Yes, cheering them on, but saying, I'm here with you. I'm going to walk this with you. We're going to do this together with God. And having God at the core of those relationships that we have with people. And remembering that God's plans for us are bigger than our own plans. Like I said, I don't think my mum ever imagined that that is what was going to happen 30 years down the line, 40 years down the line, that the life cycle would be changed. And I doubt, from reading the story of Naomi, that's not what she thought was going to happen. I don't think, okay, as I said, I don't think she intentionally went out to win people for God. They were looking for food, but in that, God did something mighty and amazing. So, yes, we need to pray those big prayers, but God does so much bigger than the prayers that we pray. His plan for us is so much bigger than our own plans. Ruth's loyalty to Naomi and to God is what made that difference. And Naomi, first of all, she said no, but then she brought her back. She brought her to her hometown. And we are called to be loyal to each other, but most importantly, to God. We could be the Naomi, or maybe even the Ruth in this story. We can be the Naomi who continues to follow God and leads others to him. But unlike Naomi, don't try and make that decision for people and say no for them. Thankfully, Ruth made up her own mind and did cling to Naomi. Or today, maybe we could be Ruth and actually make that decision to follow God and maybe be that first person in our family and maybe change that life cycle that may happen. But it's in that remembering and learning from Naomi of leaving what she was comfortable with and actually how God used her in an amazing way. And that is a challenge for all of us this morning. So I hope that is a challenge. I hope that has came out in some way that makes sense. And I just want to pray for us before we go into worship again. God, we just really thank you that you are a God that journeys with people. That you are a God that gets into the pit with people and helps them out and walks alongside them. And God, I just pray that we would continue to be people and that we would grow in that even more, that we would be people who do that with you. God, I pray that you would bring us in contact with people who just need to hear of your love. I pray that you would challenge us to be that Naomi, God, but that we wouldn't say no for someone else. And God, I pray that actually we would see Ruth's as well. And God, I pray for if there's anyone in the room this morning that actually is saying, do you know what? I want to make that difference. I need to get out of this. I want to follow God and see what this is all about and know that his plans are so much bigger than any of the plans I could ever have for my life. And I pray that we would know our history and our family's history does not hold us back. It does not stop us from receiving what you have for us, God. So I pray that you would just challenge us this morning, that you would speak to us, Lord. That you would help us to see those opportunities this week, wherever we are, to be warriors for you. In Jesus' name. Amen.